We want to congratulate you all because you are increasing the power of your intuitive knowing. And sometimes you are doing it without even realizing that you are doing it, because that part of you is coming alive, and that is such a beautiful thing. The middle road, which is always, of course, a challenge, but now it is so very important that you are choosing that middle road. This does not mean that you do not ever feel fear. It does not mean that you are not cautious in a healthy way, but it means that you are not at one of the far ends of the spectrum. You are walking the middle road, and in a way, energetically, you are paving that road, because that is the road we are going to need to walk in the time ahead. There, you are all seeing the indicators of the fall, and the fall will happen, and the fall will be, tumultuous. The fall will be, but it will indeed be a fall. And then there will be things to clear away and things to rebuild. This will be when you are happy that you have spent some time with the intuitive part of yourself, letting that move out in your life, letting that work with your own consciousness to show you which way to go. You are going to see also a war between the patriarchy trying to reestablish itself in its old way and the balance, the beautiful balance between the masculine and the feminine, which is the middle road, which is the thing that is coming into view now. So this is all going to be clear. It is going to become clearer with every step. Now, you may find that this energy adjusts before you can see the detailing of it. It is not going to be a thing, for instance, that would say that Wall Street no longer works. It is not going to be like that. But the thing that is different in the energy that you cannot see at once is how people are interacting with Wall Street, which is going to be different in many, many ways. Wall Street, we understand it as a structure, but the structures that drive panic and greed and anger and the need to control everything, those structures are not going to be the same. Just as you were all witness to the rallying, as it were, for the darkness, and you saw that many, many people did not come. This is what you are going to be seeing more in life. You are going to see that the dark will call again. And it does not mean that no one will answer that call, but fewer people are going to be answering that call. And when we look at how this is going to change the shape of society, we cannot see it all yet, but we are telling you in all honesty that the shape of society is not going to be the same. We have talked many times before, as I'm sure we will again, about the power of loving kindness. Now you are actually going to be able to see how that feeds into the energy that is so big and that covers so much space and so many parts of your society. There is so much more attention, even though we understand it could be upsetting. But as a country, your country has said it is not all right to kill someone in front of all of us. That is a statement of the direction of the society. Granted, it may not be an easy thing to correct or to fix, but there is talk now, and this is very much middle road talk. This is the talk of saying, we are sending the wrong people to do the wrong things. If there is an upset in a home, then let us send people who know how to deal with upset in homes. If there is someone homeless, let us send someone who knows how to manage homelessness in a compassionate and loving way. There are going to be many, many changes. And while there will be the loss of some things that you will miss, we believe that your hearts are going to be inspired by the things that you see establishing themselves in a new way, in a better way. Those who are in charge of your news, we are hoping to make them very uncomfortable because we understand that the news thrives on fear and fear alone. And now, as a planet, we are coming together to promote more the strength of loving kindness, more than the shadow of fear over everything. Now, we understand this is not a complete or perfect transformation, but it is a very important transformation because we have a planet to save. And that has many, many aspects. So there will be a time when we will be meeting and we will be able to be happy about the things that we are seeing. For the moment, we would ask you to look for those things, to see and observe, and particularly when you are seeing loving kindness, even in small ways, to take a moment to celebrate that, because that is the energy element that is going to make everything what it should be. So we would like you to focus on that loving kindness in yourself, of course. But when you see it, look for it, notice it, make it a part of your focus. Because when you are doing that, you are paving the middle road. And it is the middle road that will pull us out of the darkness in which we have been living. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to feel a warm rain falling all around you, washing away the cares of the week, washing away the stress, washing away anything that might have troubled you. And be aware that there is clear space all around you, and it belongs to you, so that you breathe only the air that is clear, the energy that is peaceful, and what you take in is what is best for you, what is highest good for you. Feel a golden light above you, pouring golden energy into your crown, opening it to the universe and the middle road, the new path. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye, strengthening your power to intuit, your power to know. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your throat. And feel the golden light begin to prepare a pattern of loving kindness in your communication center, first with you and then with the world. And know that what the universe adds to this loving kindness is power. Feel the golden light flow down and into your heart. And look at the garden in your heart and see the movement, the growth. See the colors become vibrant and the water fall clear and pure, nurturing everything in your garden. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and displace the emotions that no longer belong with you as a loved child of the universe. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light displace the things we are now releasing, even in their discomfort for us. Things we are letting go of because we do not wish to take them forward with us. So the shame and the judgment and the fear have no place in our bodies, our physical or our energy bodies. As you exhale, let go and feel them pulled away from you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the root awakening to a time when you have the power to choose the thing you are creating and to make it grow. And feel the support of the earth coming up to you and joining with the energy of the universe to make real what you love. Now let the golden light spread through your whole body, through your thoughts, through your chakra systems, across your shoulders to release tension and burden, down your back, to let the burden fall away from you, because the middle road is free. Feel the golden light fill your arms and your hands and make them wise. So what you choose to do, you are doing in the golden energy. Feel the golden light flow down through your body, down through your legs, and into your feet. And let the body know not only about your commitment to support yourself, but about the commitment of the universe to support you as well. Feel that energy move past your body to draw to you the new things, the things of the power of loving kindness, the good things, the things which we will use to create. Move your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left there for you. Feel the presence of your teacher guiding you, protecting you, and allow yourself to know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.